Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Simon Lovegrove and Neville Pritchard had a chat about talent management, performance management and succession management.
So what I wanted to do, Neville, was get your view on a couple of things, marrying the idea of the capability and maturity framework with, and then apply that to talent management and to performance management and to succession management, and see what your views are and where there may be some relevant distinctions. What I'm addressing here is, I think it's quite difficult for people to get the idea of what is the next step and what is the next five steps in when you're developing the practice of either any of those things, performance management or talent or anything in the business. And if you look at, if you say what is the next step, or well, you know, what is this the priority to press and what do you need to be thinking about to consider what those steps are? Obviously, from, you know, between kind of startup and established large company, there's a huge difference in terms of the process, practice and knowledge and sustainability of any of those kinds of processes. What I think is not really that well mapped out or that well understood is what might be the development path along there and how do you go from one step to another. So what I wanted to do was to take a leaf out of the book of Lean, in which they have a framework for levels of maturity which has five levels: incomplete, performed, managed, established, predictable and optimizing. But I tend to try and simplify things if I can, and I'd like to propose that for our conversation today we talk about it in three levels. And for the purpose of using common language, I've called these levels disparate, joined up and embedded. And I guess the first thing I wanted to do was really to think about, well, first of all, just get your view on the idea of that simple three-level framework, and second, to think about what are the relevant categories to think about that would actually create a meaningful distinction between any of those different levels.
Yeah, I mean, I think depending on the size of the organization, it will vary. Just because you're a large organization does not mean necessarily that you've got an embedded level of talent development. You may believe you have, but quite often it's at best joined up, mainly because of where responsibility is or is not taken, mainly because culture either allows you to opt out or doesn't. I think the big core element to this is responsibility. In the model, we have the role of HR, we have the role of executive and senior leaders, the role of middle and junior leaders. There's also the role of the individual, the talent themselves.
So you're saying that the role of the individual, and key question is, what is the talent development for? I mean, that's an assumed thing. What might be different in the what's the purpose of the talent system?
Well, you can look at a relatively small, medium-sized company who decide, well, we're not going to develop talent because when we need something completely different, we'll buy it in and we'll lose whatever we've got. As we develop, the company will change its shape and form. If, on the other hand, you feel that you've got a team that is really worth investing in and you really want to keep them and you really want to develop it, then you would think, right, let's get this right, but let's get it right for us. You know, we're going to develop these people. We're going to ensure that future us is able to meet the demands upon us with the talent we've got. And for that, we will help people to develop, to become stronger performers in their roles and in future roles. And that will involve an investment and a commitment and everybody taking their responsibility in that process. And finally, you say, well, we're going to develop individuals. We don't mind if they move on, because that's a good thing. We may develop them beyond that which we need. Now, all of these things come together. Those are all decisions you've got to make in order to frame the approach you take.
Okay, well, let's test that then. Let's stay with talent management for a second. And I know, of course, that it overlaps with the other areas, but what for you are the full set of things that we need to be thinking about?
I like the thought of bringing everything together. I know at the moment those discussions tend to be separate, but why are they separate? You look at it and think to yourself, well, the whole purpose of management and leadership and individuals turning up for work ought really to be about performing optimally every day. So how do I meet optimal performance every day? How do I continue to deliver that as we move to new levels of expectation and so on? So individually, individuals are responsible for their performance, they're responsible for their development, and they're responsible for working well with other people to generate business results. With that as a core start, then clearly the link between managing performance determining a framework for developing talent and providing options for talent to take responsibility for their own performance will feed the management discussions around succession. So if we then say, well, what would a talent framework look like? What would an embedded one at the top end really, really look like? Well, my view is that if you put the responsibility with the individual in the line to develop themselves to become as good as they can possibly be, then you simply, from the centre in HR and in perhaps learning and development and other related areas, say, we provide opportunities for development, we provide learning, we provide coaching, we provide access to secondment, we provide opportunities to work outside, we provide opportunities to work with charity, we provide whatever it needs to be, where we generate the opportunity for people to become better in their role and ready for new roles.
Simon and Neville have given us a lot to think about this week. To hear the rest of this conversation, please check back with us next week.